stood beside the neatly mowed cricket pitch, with Bourneville Village and Green nestled behind. At this time, Cadbury was the largest confectioner in the world and the only independent British chocolate enterprise to survive from the 19th century. I wanted to understand the journey that took my deeply religious Quaker forebears from peddling tins of cocoa from a pony and trap around Birmingham to this mighty company that reached around the globe. The story began 5 generations ago, when the far-sighted Richard Tapper Cadbury, a draper in Birmingham in the early 19th century, sent his youngest son, John, to London to study a new tropical commodity that was attracting interest among the colonial brokers of Mincing Lane. Cocoa. Was it something to eat or drink? Richard Tapper saw it preeminently as a nutritious non-alcoholic drink in a world that relied on gin to wash away its troubles. Never could my abstemiously inclined ancestor have guessed what fortunes would be entwined with the humble cocoa bean, although it seemed full of promise, a touch of the exotic. His grandsons, George and Richard Cadbury, turned a struggling business into a chocolate empire in 1 generation. In the process, they found themselves in competition with their Quaker friends and rivals, Joseph Rowntree in York and Francis Fry and his nephew Joseph in Bristol. The Cadbury, Fry and Rowntree